क्या करेगा आदमी, जान का खतरा है। जैसे इधर आदमी मार दिया है तो आदमी मारने के चक्कर में सभी आदमी डरते हैं,
आ जाते सभी आदमी घबरा रहे हैं।
400-500 से गाड़ियाँ निकलती थी पर डे, लेकिन अभी मंडी बंद है तो बार बार से लोग अपने घरों से, कोई रास्ते पर बैठा है, कोई किसी जगह चराए पर, इसी तरह काम चलाते हैं।
Hi, I'm Grishma Kuttar and this is Voices from the Lockdown, a First Post podcast. Sharifuddin Khan from Rajasthan, Sethi Kumar Sagar from Chhattisgarh and Charanjit Singh from Punjab have been shot dead in Kashmir this week. Sharif Khan was a trucker, Sethi Kumar was a brick-kiln worker and Charanjit Singh was an apple trader. One more trucker, Sanjeev Singh, is critical at the moment. These incidents have further affected the situation in Kashmir, which has been reeling under a clampdown since the August 5th decision of the Indian government to abrogate Article 370 and Article 35A. Apple trade had just started to pick up after postpaid mobile services were restored in the valley. But these incidents have sent shockwaves across Kashmir. Markets have shut down, truckers are scared, traders are scared. In today's episode, we will look at reactions from both truckers and traders from the fruit markets of Kashmir. First up, let's talk to Kurratulayan Rehbar, who has been speaking to multiple truckers who are in Kashmir at the moment, stuck in between taking the road back home and protecting their life. Kurrat, what are the truckers saying? How bad is the situation?
Yes. So basically the truck drivers who have come here from past 3 days, they said that after article was abrogated, after article 370 was abrogated, so they were reluctant to come here first.
Okay.
Then they called local traders, after 3 days back they called local traders because phones were restored, postpaid SIMs were restored, so they called them and they got to know that now they can come to Kashmir and they can do their business, like they can come here for this loading truck. But after the incident, it has scared most of them because they feel like if something will happen to them, it's forcing them to think about their lives and about their future plans of working in Kashmir. Okay. So they have become more worrying after the second non-labor, the second one has come to injuries and one of them, he's still in hospital. Mm. He's being treated. So after these incidents, after like back-to-back incidents, three incidents, they are basically very scared. And in fact, some of them have leave. They have left valley, and I'm not sure about it, but some of the journalists had went to South Kashmir today, and they said that few of them have left the valley. So it's obviously very worrying for them after these incidents, because they fear that about their lives, that something extreme might happen to them or to their trucks, which are being burnt or they are being shot dead.
Let us now listen to excerpts from interviews with truckers Kurrat has met with.
क्या करेगा आदमी, जान का खतरा है। जैसे इधर आदमी मार दिया है तो आदमी मारने के चक्कर में सभी आदमी डरते हैं,
आ जाते सभी आदमी घबरा रहे हैं।
ये कब आपने सुना? कि
कल
ही सुना आपने?
गाड़ी भी जला दी, आदमी मार दिया,
तो तब से डर जैसा
है। रहता है ना हर आदमी को।
अदरवाइज आप आते थे यहाँ पे हर साल?
हम 8 साल हो गए आते थे इधर, हमारे 8-9 साल हो गए।
तो इस बार आपको मत वो अपनी जगह है कि क्यों आए या फिर ऐसा कुछ लग
नहीं, ऐसा नहीं कुछ है हमारे को, हम जो पहले परमानेंट आते ना, हमारे को ऐसा कुछ नहीं, ऐसा है भी कोई हमारे साथ ना हो जाए, थोड़ा डर रहता है,
थोड़ा डर रहता है।
लेकिन सरदार लोगों को फिर भी थोड़ा कम है। लेकिन दूसरे जो है उनके साथ थोड़ा।
That was two truckers from Punjab expressing their fear, which they say they feel now that non-local truckers have been killed.
फोन पे बातें तो होती रहती है, जैसे 4 महीने इधर फोन ही नहीं चला, किसी की बात ही नहीं, तो क्या आएंगे? अभी फोन चला तो अभी आने लगे,
यहाँ
आके नहीं, जम्मू में जाके हमारे को बोला जाके भी गाड़ियाँ लेके इधर आओ, गाड़ियाँ भरो, इधर कोई टेंशन नहीं है।
तो वरना आप अभी तक नहीं आए थे?
मैं पहले नहीं आया।
अच्छा,
पिछले साल आते रहे, अभी नहीं आए।
कितने दिन हो गए? 3 दिन
हमारे को, 3-4 दिन हो गए।
That was Dilbagh Singh from Punjab explaining that it has only been 3 days since truckers had restarted operations in the valley. Commercial truckers haven't been travelling to Kashmir since the communication clampdown came into operation. Once postpaid services resumed on Monday, they got back in touch with traders in Kashmir, after which they resumed operations.
Aap kahan ke hain?
Haryana.
Ke. Aapka naam kya
hai? Irfan.
तो वो कैसे इंसिडेंट का आपने कब सुना वो अच्छा अब जब आपने सुना ना तो तब से मत कोई डर वर है आपको
डर तो है क्या कर लो डर से डर तो आप
That was Irfan from Haryana saying that since the incident, there is a sense of fear which has become normal in the minds of truckers traveling to Kashmir.
कुछ भी नहीं बेटा मेरे को तो कम से कम 10-15 साल हो गए जहाँ चलते तो पहले मैं श्रीनगर परमानेंट एज वाली गाड़ी चलाता था आंडो वाली
अच्छा
दो साल परमानेंट वो चलाई है उसके बाद भी हम लोग तो आते जाते हैं कभी कोई ऐसी प्रॉब्लम
नहीं होगी
प्रॉब्लम उस आदमी को आती है जो आदमी शुरू से पहले गलती करता है रोड के ऊपर जब गाड़ी गलत चलाता है तो उसको प्रॉब्लम आएगी
अच्छा
अपनी साइड गाड़ी को दबा के रखो अपनी साइड चलते रहो कोई परेशानी नहीं हर साल हम लोग कम से कम 20 चक्कर लगाते हैं 20-25 चक्कर लग जाते हैं गाड़ी
Darshan Singh says that he has been travelling for close to 20 years now and till today he has not faced any problems. What we can sense from all these interviews is that all these truckers are in a state of fear. Next up, let us speak to Javed Ahmed and Mansoor Peer who have spoken to traders from Shopian and Sopore markets. Shopian, by the way, is where one of the killings took place. Javed, how are traders and farmers responding to these killings? What is the situation in the market?
So these attacks have triggered a kind of anxiety among the traders as well as the fruit traders, both in Sopore and Shopian district. I mean, Shopian is the place where the incident happened yesterday.
Okay.
These are the two places, the main two places that produce apple fruit in Kashmir. So remember, this industry. The Kashmir is the largest apple grower with an average annual production of nearly 20 lakh metric tons. Yeah, this industry fetches around 1,300 crores revenue in Kashmir annually.
Right.
We spoke to the fruit association president of Shopian, and he said after the attacks, fruit dealers and truckers are caught at the crossroads. One side, they are suffering losses because they have not been able to properly get their produce to the mandis and ship it to the outside states on time. Because this was also resulting into this fruits into damaging. Because trucks are also stuck at the highway sometimes when there are landslides and other problems.
It takes
long time for days together. They travel on the highway, which is a kind of like a treacherous track, and they finally reach to the outside state. And sometimes the fruits are damaged to like 20-30%, or maybe sometimes minimum to 10%. On the other side, they are facing these threats of attacks and other things. These transporters, he said, are feeling insecure, and they have now decided in Shopian, they have decided not to go to the villages in Shopian for loading of the fruit.
Oh.
So this situation is likely to push growers into further losses. So see, once they do not go to villages and collect the fruits from the local collection centers, which the local fruit growers keep somewhere in the orchards or at their houses. So this obviously is going to lead to the rotting of fruits in storages and in orchards. So this situation, this business coupled with the threats and attacks would further worsen the apple industry, which is the backbone of the Kashmir's economy, involving some 3.5 million people in this.
Before we go on to speak to Mansoor about the Sopore market, let us listen to an excerpt from an interview with Mohammed Ashraf Wani, the president of the Fruit Growers Association of Shopian.
So, ab kal pichle hafte se abhi kya situation hai ab sir?
Situation, chalo parson jo waqa ho gaya tha, to usme phir bhi thoda kal din theek raha tha, chal rahi thi gaadiyan. Magar aaj to bilkul thap ho gaya hai. Shopian maan lo aaj bilkul thap hai.
तो बाहर के जो ट्रांसपोर्टर्स है उनका मतलब क्या रवैया है, वो कैसे उनका क्या
देखो वो भी वही एक्चुअली वो भी सोच रहे हैं कि अगर हम गाड़ी कहीं पर बेचेंगे किसी ग्रोवर को, मतलब गाँव में गाड़ी भेजेंगे तो क्या पता है कि क्या वो भी ट्रांसपोर्ट भी गाड़ियां लगाने से डर रहे हैं कल वो मतलब कोई उनको कोई परेशानी ना आ जाए कल से, मतलब आज दिन से यहाँ ट्रांसपोर्टर्स ने गाड़ियां नहीं लगाई.
That was Mohammad Wani telling us that the market is shut and truckers have completely stopped operations, fearing for their lives. Mansoor, tell us, how is the response like in Sopore? Is it the same as in Shopian where the markets are shut?
See, this Sopore fruit mandi is one of the largest mandis in India. All right. But that has again suspended the work following militant attacks in South Kashmir. It
was functional in the past since October 1st, right?
And for a few hours in the morning.
It has been functional for a few hours in the morning every day, but now they've suspended work.
During normal situations, 400 to 500 trucks used to ship fruits from the fruit mandi. See, after this abrogation of Article 370, this mandi was closed after threat posters appeared there, asking fruit dealers not to operate. However, later this mandi resumed operations for a few hours in the morning. There were just 5 to 6 trucks loading fruits and transporting it to outside the valley. You know, which is very decreased, you know, comparing it with 500 trucks. Another thing is, we spoke to the mandi's fruit president. He said that the business was running into loss due to the shutdown in the valley and communication blockade. As the buyers from outside could not come here. Earlier, nearly thousands of buyers from outside the state usually would come to Kashmir, but this time they could not due to the prevailing situation.
Okay, Mansoor. Let us now listen to an excerpt from an interview with Fayaz Ahmed Malik, the president of the Sopore Fruit Traders Association.
Mandi chal rahi hai ki nahi?
Band hai, band hai.
Maine suna subah khulti hai kuch. दो तीन घंटे
नहीं वो भी बंद हो गया. फिर जितिया लग गई तो फिर भी बंद हो गया.
अभी क्या सिचुएशन है, मतलब ट्रक्स वर्क्स वगैरह बाहर?
किराया बहुत ज्यादा है. जहाँ 100 रुपए किराया वहाँ 200 रुपए है.
क्या रीजन है एक्चुअली सर?
रीजन गाड़ियाँ नहीं आती है ना, मसला है. लोग उधर डर रहता है ट्रकों को, और यहाँ अनलोड भी नहीं होता है.
ये डर क्या मतलब इस वजह से है जो साउथ कश्मीर में कुछ ऐसे इंसिडेंट्स?
उस वजह से. और दूसरा हड़ताल की वजह से गाड़ियाँ खाली नहीं होती, उधर से माल नहीं आता है.
ठीक, तो वहाँ से जनरली माल नहीं आता है बाहर से, तो उस वजह से गाड़ियाँ नहीं आती है. नॉर्मली सोपोर फ्रूट मंडी जो है, मतलब वहाँ से कितनी गाड़ियाँ निकलती थी एट एन एवरेज ड्यूरिंग नॉर्मल सिचुएशन?
400-500 अभी सीजन था, 400-500 से गाड़ियाँ निकलती थी पर डे. लेकिन अभी मंडी बंद है तो बार बार से लोग अपने घरों से, कोई रास्ते पर बैठा है, कोई किसी जगह किराए पर, इसी तरह काम चलाते हैं.
That was Fayaz Ahmed Malik speaking along the same lines as Mohammad Ashraf Wani. The Sopore market is also shut. The rent of transport has doubled and truckers are facing the same situation of fear. One thing that we need to note from Malik's interview is that he says close to 500 trucks used to ferry produce from the Sopore market every day. Now that the market is shut, there is no activity. So essentially, both Shopian and Sopore markets are shut after the killings. The worst to suffer from this will be apple trade, which contributes close to 15% to the economy of Kashmir. Before we wrap up, Kurat, can you just tell us, is the administration doing anything about these attacks? Are there any security measures which are being taken?
Nothing has come from the administration, but police has said that they are doing their investigation about the killings which has happened. But as such, nothing has happened, which is more worrying about these truck drivers. In fact, one of the truck drivers said that हमारे लिए तो कोई कुछ नहीं सोचता है, nobody thinks about us. He was very worried about his life, like if something happens to him. And he told me that he was continuously coming to Kashmir from past years. He is continuously coming to Kashmir, but since article was abrogated, since August 5th,
he was not coming. But after seeing, after they had talked to these traders, and when they came to know that things are a bit normal in Kashmir, then he came. He said, "Agar mujhe pata hota aisa chalne wala hai, I would have not come here."
Yeah, it's tragic that truckers are getting caught in between this and are being killed, because they, exactly, after all, are people, they are workers from the informal sector.
When this first incident happened, some of the truck drivers, they were a bit hopeful. They said that, no, we have been coming to Kashmir, nothing will happen, they are going to stay here. But when attacks continued happening since past 2 days, so they now are very worried.
That's all from this episode of Voices from the Lockdown. Tune in at 8 tomorrow for the next episode.